since the U.S. Supreme Court's 2010 Citizens United decision ruled that political spending from corporations and nonprofit groups was a form of protected free speech, Wisconsin has enacted major changes to campaign finance laws. Those looser regulations have led some observers to call Wisconsin one of the least transparent states when it comes to money in politics. But does that mean corporations have more of an influence on what laws actually get passed? Our next guest looked back at the last 8 years and changes to the 2013 state budget involving lead paint manufacturers to find out. Poen Nadeau recently wrote about this for the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. Poen, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Great to be here.
Well, you've got this lead paint story, but it's a bigger story, too. You're kind of picking apart how campaign money works sometimes invisibly here in Wisconsin. What did you set out to find out in this piece?
Well, basically what I set out to find out is how did the campaign finance laws in Wisconsin change post Citizens United? And if it has changed drastically because of those changes, is Wisconsin less Democratic because of that? And we started off with Citizens United, and then we went on to see the investigation into Governor Walker's, that John Doe investigation. And we saw that the Wisconsin Supreme Court kind of sided with the governor, and in from the experts I talked to, they basically said it kind of retroactively kind of okayed coordination between candidates and independent expenditures here in Wisconsin. And we also looked at the 2015 change in campaign finance laws.
With that change along coordination, you write that that makes Wisconsin not completely unique, but it's rare in the United States that there are laws and court rulings allowing coordination between a politician's campaign and these outside groups, right?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I talked to a man at the Brand Center for Justice at NYU. His name was Daniel Weiner. And he actually said Wisconsin and Florida are the only two states that kind of allow this sort of coordination. Wisconsin specifically, it's because of Supreme Court decisions, mostly stemming back from 2015.
Let's dig into this lead paint change that used as a case study. Give us some background into what was at stake here.
Sure. Well, I did mention one individual. Her name was Yasmin Clark in 2000. And, well, when she was 2 years old, she was actually lead poisoned and hospitalized because of that. And when she was 5 years old, she was also lead poisoned again. So she was part of a class action suit that totaled over 170 different children, and they brought that to the circuit courts in Milwaukee itself. And while these cases were being processed and whatnot, I believe it was back in 2013 this happened. There was a change in the law. It changed in a specific law, and I obtained a memo that said National Lead, which was actually one of the paint manufacturers that was being sued, decided to actually send Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald an email asking them to basically rewrite the law to basically dismiss those 170 cases. But in the future, the cases were still brought up to the circuit courts, and there was a circuit court judge, I forget his name right now, that basically said that change to the law was unconstitutional.
And at issue, as I understand, this lead story is a little complicated, but the idea is, can you sue lead paint manufacturers in general, even if you don't know that this person was poisoned by this person's paint? And then that second, so the law said, no, you can't, and that second change was to say, make it retroactive, in effect, right?
Yes, yes. That's basically what happened, yes.
And now, on the money side of things, you mentioned this company, NL, National Lead, it stands for,
yes.
Right? They had also made donations in kind of Wisconsin's new landscape of campaign finance.
Definitely. It was actually the former founder of National Lead. He's passed away now, Harold Simmons. He made two donations to Governor Walker's campaign totaling of $750,000.
Now, looking at campaign finance laws in general, how easy is it usually to track who donated what and what issues they might have at stake?
It depends on who, what you're looking for. I mean, if a person is donating directly to a candidate, it's not too hard to find it. I mean, all that is necessarily public record. But when we come to issue ad groups and independent expenditures, it becomes a little bit more difficult. I don't believe that a person necessarily has to give their name or their employer. I think all they necessarily have to list is their occupation. So like all the documents I was in the article itself of all the people I named, it was actually a lot of that stemmed from the Guardian leaked articles and back in a couple years ago.
Now, you talk to people who are advocates for campaign finance reform. How do they say this hurts people in Wisconsin if there's all this money in politics and you can't always trace it?
Definitely. And then, the one thing that a lot of people said is that the candidates, the politicians, and the legislators, they don't necessarily do what they used to do and go around, do town halls, go around their district and their constituents and talk to them as much. It's they're mostly focusing on getting those large-scale donations. And from the people I talked to, they said they talked to people from all across the state, and they said, my representative or my senator doesn't come here anymore.
You also talked to someone who is happy with the changes, Mike Wittenweiler,
yes.
An attorney who's
yes.
advocated for looser campaign finance laws. What was the case he made?
Well, he basically made the case that we need to have the broadest free speech laws as we possibly could. He said, no corporation, unions, even media members should be kind of forced by arbitrary decisions on what they can and cannot say, how they can and cannot use their money.
And then back on the other side, you write, there are efforts in the state and beyond to try to tighten up campaign finance laws. Can you talk about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, definitely. Maybe the most intense campaign, it comes from I forget the name of the organization really quick.
The United to Amend group, I think you wrote about.
United to Amend. Yeah, they're actually going around a lot of villages, a lot of jurisdictions in the state, and they're actually advocating for amendment to the United States Constitution. I'm quoting them right now. They want to have an amendment that says money is not speech and corporations is not people. They did over 100 votes in different jurisdictions here in Wisconsin, and they haven't lost a vote yet.
We'll leave it there for now. Poen, thanks a lot for joining us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Poen Nadeau is a journalist whose recent piece for the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism looked into changes in campaign finance laws here in the state and their potential impact on legislation. You can read more at wisconsinwatch.org.